Welcome to Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Good to have your company. Earlier this month, renewable energy was the focus of WUWM's Project Milwaukee Power Switch. We explored how green sources might influence Wisconsin's future energy mix. Today, we'll circle back to the topic with a visit to central Wisconsin, not far from Stevens Point. That's where, in the 1960s and 70s, early adopters experimented and became skilled solar and wind installers. In 1990, by pooling their combined knowledge and passion, the Small Circle staged an energy fair at the Portage County Fairgrounds, thinking it would likely be a one-time event. Instead, the Midwest Renewable Energy Association, or MREA, blossomed. And this weekend, it stages its 24th annual fair on its own ground. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz traveled to the farm-filled landscape. She met both MREA founders and its latest generation, whose clean energy passion runs no less deep.
Nick Hyla had every intention of becoming a geologist until he arrived at UW Stevens Point to enter grad school.
I pursued a master's degree in natural resource management, so I started volunteering here at the Energy Fair and was totally inspired. And 10 years later, here I am. Still here.
He joined the MREA staff, first as curriculum manager. Today, he's executive director. Over fair weekend, Hyla says the back 40, the 40-acre campground site near the headquarters, will brim over with campers. In its inaugural year, the gathering drew a few thousand people. Last year, 16,000 showed up to be inspired. Part of the attraction, Nick Hyla says, is that the MREA practices what it preaches. Every bit of its renewable portfolio both generates power and serves as a teaching tool.
The first bridge to cross with renewable energy is to show that it's doable. And so there are 17 demonstration systems here. They're all functioning. For example, that small array is an off-grid refrigerator.
Even turbines are broken down and put back together for the sake of education.
We partner with an organization in Colorado called Other Power, and we offer a course where they actually build that from scratch on site.
The one that we're closest
yep,
to.
Yep, right there. That's nice. Called a homebrew wind turbine. It's connected to this same system here to demonstrate proof of concept. You know, you can do this stuff.
Hyla says key to its power to wow is MREA's capacity to operate as a net zero campus.
With production from solar, electric, and wind on site, plus the conservation from the passive solar design in the building, plus the heating assistance from the solar thermal systems.
And that's thrown out of whack when you have the fair?
Well, that covers the fair, actually. I mean, that a tremendous amount of electrical use at the fair also.
Yeah.
So if we didn't have the fair, we would be a net producer of power. So it's pretty impressive. I think this site itself has 7 different meters because of the fair and all the ways that it's used.
Hyla's eyes gleam behind his spectacles as we approach the electric vehicle port and charging station. Nothing fancy, he says, but it does the job.
This carport was built custom by us using ADA-compliant commercial handrails. So these are the kind of like outdoor handrails you'd see at, say, Brewer Stadium.
He predicts a lot of discussion around the carport during the energy fair. Given the exponential growth of electric vehicle sales in the United States, he says 120,000 electric vehicles will be sold in this country this year.
So we see this as expanding rapidly, and there are challenges with that. You can imagine the amount of embodied energy in all of that imported petroleum that runs all of our cars. It's a huge energy flow in our country, and imagine that transferring itself onto our electrical grid. I think that represents a real challenge for our aging grid infrastructure and the utilities and how to manage that new load. One of the ways that it will be managed is through solar and pairing electric vehicles with solar production.
Hyla says the renewable marketplace has changed profoundly since MREA sprouted onto the central Wisconsin landscape. That requires that the group constantly reevaluate its outreach and training.
The standardization of this type of training and the integration of it into the Technical College platform has really reduced the quantity of folks that we train per year. We foresaw that cycle, and now what we do is we're funded through the U.S. Department of Energy to train people to train this stuff, train the trainer programs and help other people set up their training programs, and we do a lot of advanced coursework, so stuff that's design and technical sales and code compliance and solar and electric vehicle charging, specific topic courses that are good for professionals and good for advancement in the industry. And we also do what we call the primer courses, which are getting consumers prepared to understand what it is to have an investment and to do this on their business or their home or in partnership with their utility. And also to get people interested in these as career paths. And when I say career paths, I mean from municipal planning to policy to design and installation, technical sales, and all of those kind of stakeholder support networks that really make a market come to life. And so our training is diversified and is way different than it was 5 years ago. It was all design and install training.
Hyla says fluctuating political and policy climates don't displace his conviction that clean energy is the future. He cites that the cost of renewables, especially solar, have become increasingly competitive and says even if an individual government or utility doesn't seize the moment, large companies are.
Now we see the biggest commercial investor in the United States, for example, in solar is Walmart. The modern PV market is really strongly monitored. So in any day, Josh here, who might install a system for someone, can monitor the exact production of those modules by module. So if a module is faulting, you can see on your iPod, you know, you have a module that's faulted.
The Josh Hyla mentioned is Josh Stolzenberg. He leads Northwind Renewable Energy. Walmart is not among his clients, but Stolzenberg cites a nice solar install on the Lawrence University campus in Appleton.
It's going well. We're 6 years in now and got about 630 kilowatts of PV installed. We used to do some wind systems, but the market kind of fell away in that world. We do solar thermal, solar hot air. We do wood gasification boilers now, and we've just taken on home building improvement measures. Kind of run the gamut.
Like Nick Hyla, Stolzenberg entered the MREA circle as a student. His passion appears no less fervent, just on the quieter side when I ask.
Why is this the right thing for you to do?
You mean renewables energy?
Why are you?
I think, you know, originally got very interested and active in it through all of the news and conversation in the early 2000s about resource depletion and peak oil and certainly climate change. And so that drove it, and that drove me into the education piece with the MREA. But then, you know, implementing this appropriate technology in the real world is really what's going to help that situation to the degree that we can.
Clearly, fossil fuels are a limited resource.
This is Bob Ramlo's unflinching take. He's one of the founders of MREA, settled here for good in the 1960s when he left Milwaukee to study natural resources at UW-Stevens Point.
And they're going to run out. Now, whether they run out in 5 years or in 50 years, it's that short a time. And we need to be prepared if we're going to continue any semblance of this kind of a lifestyle.
Ramlo has made his life here as a farmer, an artist, and a solar heating expert. It was in Ramlo's living room that the first energy fair, and the one after that, came to life. He believes the need for education is no less urgent today.
Okay, we've accomplished a lot. But when you drive around, how many solar panels do you see? You don't see a lot of them.
Marguerite Ramlo is the yin of her husband's yang. She sits quietly, stirring her tea, in the zero-net-energy straw bale home they built together, waiting for Bob to take a breath before she adds.
I remember years ago you would say that per capita we have more solar than anywhere else in the United States. You know, little tiny Amherst. That didn't mean it was a lot of solar, but if you per capita, it was. And I think this is a community of people that are strong-minded and able to accomplish things, to pull things together and make it actually happen. More action, less dreaming.
Up until a few years ago, Marguerite and Bob Ramlo served on the MREA board and taught workshops.
There's been a change of the guard. We let that happen 5 years ago or six, and Marguerite 3-4 years ago.
But I still teach workshops during the fair.
A quarter century ago, they were part of the spark that ignited energy around renewable. Marguerite Ramlow believes today's crop of MREA leaders is progressive and up to the challenge. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Nick Hyla is the executive director of the Midwest Renewable Energy Association. Marguerite and Rob Ramlow are two of MREA's founders. Josh Stolzenberg is the owner of Northwind Renewable Energy. They all spoke with WUWM's environmental reporter, Susan Bentz. The Midwest Renewable Energy Fair runs through this weekend. Milwaukee Magazine made a list of all the lists, serious and funny, that Milwaukee currently appears in. Naturally, they checked it twice. Lake Effect returns in a moment with that conversation on Milwaukee Public Radio.